Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But of course, our top story is the big eclipse event. There's still just under 20 minutes left to witness what has been a partial eclipse in the Chicago area before it heads into the history books. WBBM's Brandon Eisen was at Adler Planetarium at its peak today.
Minutes past 2 o'clock, we witnessed about 94% coverage of the sun across Chicagoland. Thousands gathered at the museum campus to view this rare event alone or with friends and family.
It's pretty cool stuff there.
It's very exciting. I'm with my 5-year-old daughter and we're experiencing it together. We were just talking about that we've been through two other ones. We don't know what the difference of them are, but we're just excited to be here in the city and experiencing this nice day with this fun event.
The next total solar eclipse visible in the U.S. will happen in 2044, with totality best viewed in the Dakotas. The next total solar eclipse visible from Chicago won't take place until the year 2099. At the Adler Planetarium, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, WBBM's Terry Keschner has been watching the eclipse with some students in the West Suburbs. Terry, how was the event?
Yeah, Lisa, not your typical day here at Morton West High School in Berwyn. Not your typical day on planet Earth. Students wore special glasses standing on the football field to watch the eclipse. And Morton West was given a special device from Harvard University called a light sound, allowing students with disabilities to actually hear the eclipse. It sounded like this. Yeah, it sounds like a sci-fi movie. That was the sound of the eclipse. James Conley is an instructional coach here at Morton West.
Because it takes light and turns it into a tonal experience that can be heard. And for our special education students, our blind students, our visually impaired students, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we're the first to experience that in a public school here in Illinois, which is unheard of. And hopefully Harvard, their hope is to expand this not just around the nation, but around the world as well.
Impressive technology for a heavenly event at Morton West High School in West Suburban Berwyn, where the sun is still shining. Live, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
3:06 now, another news. Many people in government are expressing sadness today with the news of the death this weekend of Cook County Clerk Karen Yarborough. It was revealed last week that she'd been hospitalized with a serious but unspecified illness.
Karen Yarborough was the first woman and the first African-American to hold the office of Cook County Clerk, and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says she was an inspiration and so much more.
She's someone that broke barriers, and certainly for me as a fellow elected official, she was always so kind, always encouraged me on my path, and I just looked at her as someone who just really opened up doors for so many, as someone who was not just a friend but someone that I looked to really see how it's done.
Karen Yarborough had also been a state lawmaker, and members of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus issued a statement expressing their deepest sympathies and condolences, calling Yarborough a woman of history, distinction, and influence. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin called her a consensus builder who was also a great leader and an even better person. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A visit from the president in Chicago this hour. Joe Biden started his Midwest trip to Madison, Wisconsin, to announce details of his new student loan debt relief plan. He'll be greeted by Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, where he'll then attend a campaign event. The owner of several local child care centers is headed to federal prison.
44-year-old Alicia McDowell has been sentenced to 4 years behind bars. Federal prosecutors say between 2012 and 2020, while owning both A&A Kitty College Inc. in Calumet City and Creative Kids Academies in Chicago, McDowell and directors of her centers conspired to defraud the Illinois Department of Human Services Child Care Assistance Program out of over $3 million. They're accused of doing that by submitting phony applications for state subsidy payments, claiming they were for parents of children at the child care centers. McDowell accused of using the money to buy, among other things, a new car and a home. After pleading guilty last year, she'll serve jail time and pay millions of dollars in restitution. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A bill to eliminate road testing for older drivers in Illinois is moving through Springfield. The state is currently the only one with such a requirement. State Representative Jeff Kiker says stories of older drivers running into buildings is not a good argument against his bill.
But in every single instance that I've seen of that happening, the older driver is currently licensed. So the process in place hasn't stopped that from occurring.
The Republican from Sycamore points to Illinois Democrat Department of Transportation statistics that show drivers over age 75 actually have lower crash rates than every other age group. While there have been talks about extending how often older drivers must renew their licenses, Kiker did not include that. He says he's hopeful it will pass the full House and Senate and then will be signed by the governor. Skateboarders in Evanston now have a new place to play.
Evanston officially opened its new skate park Saturday, complete with a ribbon cutting by local officials and free food and a raffle featuring prizes like boards and safety gear. Skateboarders have been using the facility in Twiggs Park near Green Bay Road since late last year, but the formal grand opening has been in the works since January. The city of Evanston says having this dedicated space for skateboarding helps protect property of local government and businesses, promotes an active lifestyle, and can provide an economic benefit to the community. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Andersonville Chamber of Commerce announces the lineup and dates for this year's Midsummer Fest. It'll be held June 7th through the 9th along Clark Street. More than 50 musicians and entertainers are set to perform on five separate stages. Midsummer Fest is held each year to celebrate Andersonville's Swedish culture and history.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.